Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah.
Wrong with it. wrong with the world we're here. We only got what we want. So we got what we want. What we
want.
Mac and cheese.
I guess we have to say, we do it all.
Thank Allah for this five-star radio station. Thank Allah for all the good things that we have abided us with. We thank Him for, we thank Allah for everything, good thing that we received. So we're here tonight on the Block Talk Radio Station again, coming out of California, sponsored by Hameed Muhammad, sponsored by Sister Claire Muhammad Sim School. We pray that these schools come to every neighborhood where all the good people are trying to remake this world a better world for all of us to live in. So we thank Allah for His, all of the prophets, and thank us for allowing us to know that He made Prophet Muhammad the seal of the prophet, meaning there's no more prophet coming again. Prophet Muhammad was the last one to come through the door. He brought the final revelation that we call Al-Quran. This is a book that comes correct to other books as and may be tampered with. We believe they have been tampered with. So this book comes from the blessing of Allah through Prophet Muhammad to us. We can never thank Allah enough for what He have, what He doing, what He have done, what He keep doing for us every day of our life. So this is the Blog Talk Radio Station. So we're here tonight to share in the information that we need to keep this life going in the right direction, making progress. Allah gave us life so we can make progress and also be happy at the same time. Somebody somewhere do not want to see us happy. No, somebody have taught us well on how to be against each other. African America is last in working things out, working with each other. We land. We're at the bottom of the talk pole. Everybody work with each other but us. And we work to keep it like that. Japanese, Chinese, Spanish, and all the other people. I listen to how the Spanish guy boasts about how they work together. They don't plot. They don't work against each other. They work with each other. And next thing you know, everything everybody else got, they make sure that their brothers and sisters get the same thing. They don't hold the jealousy and envy in their heart for each other. And we know that where this comes from, this coming from the plantation. This coming from the people, when we abide against each other, those people who want to shame us out of our history. They don't want us to talk about history. And one reason they don't want you to talk about history, because if you talk about history, you will expose them for what they did in the history in America that we have lived under. And you said, you tell the truth, but that truth hurts them, point them out as the evil one. So they ain't too quick to hear about our history that they took part in, because their history our history, they took part in it. It was an evil history. It was shameful for what they have done to us and the way they have put us in this jig toward each other. Everything, all the plots and plans that they had worked against us. So this Rock Talk Radio Station, it reminds us that the biggest plot and the biggest plan is holding God, holding the creator of this universe, of this creation, up as a man, or having a man son in the world as God. This is the biggest delusion that ever been given to a people, that a people hadn't come out from under yet. If we're going to come up out of this delusion, this lie, then we must come together and work together as the human family. Something we haven't done. Something we used to do, tried to do, and when we were doing that, they still came against us on the image, put that image up on us, and we couldn't see our value for looking at that image. We couldn't see the greatness of ourselves, and then when we looked up at them, the greatness of ourselves, they mean nothing. They don't care how great we was in playing basketball, boxing, or whatever. We didn't think much about ourselves, and the proof of that, we own no businesses throughout our neighborhood. Wherever we stay at, everybody got a business in our neighborhood. To say everybody in our, come to our neighborhood and rake up the gold, right? So get the gold up. All the people bring them gold mines and harbor the gold from us. And we spend our money with them like we hate money. And so everybody takes advantage of us. Have took advantage of us because we haven't been put back together. Humpty Dumpty has not been put back together. And they know it. And everybody taking advantage of that. You go to school for all these years to come back to work for them, to build a gold mine up. But when it comes to building our own gold mine up, we fall short because racism, and the biggest racism is us against us. That's the biggest evil in racism. That racism has affected us so much psychologically, we hate each other. So that got to be corrected. And Allah said, we will never change our condition until we change what's in our heart about ourselves. And the prophet said that there's a lump in the meat in the body. If that lump of meat is not any good, the whole body is not any good. Talking about the heart. So we had to work on the heart, work on our minds, get and empty all these evil out of us so we can live together in peace and happiness. And that's one thing we're missing, being happy with each other. So may Allah continue to bless us all, scribing the way of truth and righteousness. So we're here tonight, and we want to ask anybody else if they got anything they would like to add, subtract, they want to multiply, whatever. All you have to do is match one and come into the queue. And once you come into the queue, we will cut your mic on. We are happy that you have joined us tonight. We are very happy about that. We know there's so many other things that you could be doing, but you decided to spend some time with us. And we appreciate it. What we said, we hope it be some benefit to you and to us. To you and to us. Because the truth will set us free and a lie will put us in slavery and keep us in slavery. And that's what they did. They took and raised us up as liars. Brute of the worst kind. Lied to us. Imam Washington, Muhammad said, when he came in, they came in with him to hold the community at bay. So we won. That was, he come in with his man. He come in from Harvard and Yale and Princeton and Dartmouth. They come in with those high college with degrees, and many of them with agents in the community to hold the community down. And that's exactly what they did. And when Imam left, before Imam left, they had just by the amount of, got rid of most of the Sister Claire Muhammad School. How could they do that if we was alive? If we was alive when Elijah left us, if we was alive, meaning if we was kind and surely working with each other, that would have never happened. That would have never happened. But we were so naive. We trusted and loved everybody that looked like us. And we forgot what Elijah was told. Elijah was told by Master Farad Muhammad, if you kill the devil, and the way you tell my killing the devil, you're going to end up killing most of your people. Because most of us have become devils ourselves. Yeah, we prayed and we fast, but most of us in our heart and our actions were nothing but devil ourselves. So we're here to get rid of that with the help of Allah. Pointing to the solution to our problem is our Quran and obeying God and working and loving God and worshiping God in spirit and truth. Something you can't see. Something that is near to you, but you can't see it. Spirit and truth. That's what's missing. So we're here tonight with the help of Allah. So if anybody would like to speak or say the thing, please match one and come into the queue. If you match one and you don't hear the person say that you are not in the queue yet, you hear that person say that, you are in the queue. But you match one and nothing happened, then you call me at 404-421-5630. That's 404-421-5630. And I will answer the phone and find out what's the problem. And you said that you tried to get into the queue but couldn't. Then I will put your mic on, inshallah. So praise be to Allah. This is the Bob Talk radio station again coming out of California. We are talking about the movement, the false deity that attempt to betray the creator of this creation. And ain't nothing like this creation. God point to all the places where you can see creation. He pointed to the sky, pointed to the water, and pointed to the land, and said, don't make no image of God. That's cover every inch of this universe, everywhere you can see that covered it. Don't make no image of God. And we know that Caucasian man and others have done that. Not the good Caucasian man, not the good one that stand up for equal rights, stand up for all life matter. Not him. I'm talking about that one that's in no good at all. He has no love for any people. And we find out when you find people don't like white people, they also be guilty of not liking most people. And that is a problem. Allah plans all over this earth to test us and see which one is worthy of the great reward that he had. That's a reward when you obey God's law. That award going to be given to you, and you told you've been going to get that reward in your left hand or your right. Either way, whatever one you get it in, know then that a test is coming. A test is always coming. Every morning you wake up, the test starts, and the test is how obedient you're going to be today to the one who created you. Are you going to make 5 prayers a day, or are you going to make 2? Are you going to make all your prayers, or are you hardly going to make none? That's a decision that every human being has the opportunity to make. So we here say we pray, and we pray for the opportunity to continue to serve God as long as he allow us on this earth. And when Allah get tired for any of us being on this earth, he will bring us in. He will bring us in. He will put an end to the evil that we buy into. So let's continue to work in our place, asking Allah to continue to help us always, and keep praying, keep reading the Quran. This is the final revelation. The Bible is a good book, but it has been tampered with. And the proof of that, it had not gave us the life that he had given everybody else. It did not give us the life that he had gave the Jews. It had gave us the life that he had given the Caucasian Christian America, because they own all the businesses. They control all the business and more, because the image had been put up. And long as that image is in their image, we are not going anywhere as a human family. We're not going anywhere. So anybody got anything they would like to share, say at this time, please do. We thank Allah for the music, Wali Ali. We thank Allah for the Black Eyed Peas, for all the singers that we heard tonight. We thank Allah for all of those great singers that we have heard on the radio or seen on the TV. So anybody got anything they would like to share with us, please match one and come into the queue, and we will cut your mic on and let you begin to share in this beautiful conversation about the oneness of God and moving the lie out of the world that have caused innocent people to lose their life and innocent people to take life. Because Allah going to judge us for what we know. And some Caucasians, they don't know that God is one. They don't know it's wrong to mistreat somebody that don't look like them. They don't know. So they somewhat innocent, some of them. But those who do know, those ones are in trouble. In this life, in this time, they in trouble if they know. But they don't know. Allah is all forgiving and all merciful. Allah knows and we know not. So we trying to encourage all people. Let's come together and be one. Let's work, change this of this situation. And there are many Caucasians standing up with the Constitution and letting the officers, the police officers, know that it's wrong to stop them from recording, stop them. They have the God, their constitutional right to record the police. And the only police get mad about somebody filming them is the police officer who is no good, who don't study the Constitution, and all he does is bring problems to the human family. That's the one I'm talking about, not a police, not a peacemaker, but a troublemaker. So anyone got anything they would like to share, please do so at this time. Smash one. Come into the queue. We'll cut your mic off because we want to hear from you. I see my brother, one of the co-host workers here, Brother Sujah Muhammad. Are you ready? Are you the only one in the queue? I don't see the other brothers who's co-host workers here. Do you want to come in, match one, and come into the queue? And we'll cut your mic off. Brother Sujah, I'm going to bring you in and get ready to take the word. As-salamu alaykum. As-salamu alaykum, Brother Sujah.
As-salamu alaykum.
Well, like as-salamu.
Alhamdulillah.
Turn this over to you. You got it.
Okay, then. All right, then. All right. None of the other brothers came in. All right. A'udhu billahi minash shaitan rajim. With Allah's name, most gracious, the most merciful. I also testify and bear witness that there is only one creator, one God. And I also testify and bear witness that Prophet Muhammad, the peace and blessing be upon our Prophet Muhammad, is the seal of the Prophet, the messenger of Allah. He's God's servant. Praise be to Allah. And we as followers, that applies the same thing to us. You know, we are messengers. We are God's servants. The only difference is that we are not prophets. We are not prophets, and Allah is the one that makes prophets. I know we got peoples that come on television and they tell you that they are prophets, and God is the best of friends. And that they talk to God, and God talked to them, and they on a mission, you know. And then they turn around and tell you that they seen Jesus, you know. That Jesus is the Son of God. And you ask them, is that picture that they have in the church, is that Jesus? You know, is that God? And it's so confusing, you know. They don't even know how to answer that. So they're in trouble. They're in big trouble, brothers and sisters. You know, there's questions will challenge them, will check them, just asking them questions, you know. And if you see them getting offensive, you know, getting upset and getting mad, it's because they know that what they got is a lie. They know what they have is not true. And they can't prove that lie, because when you start lying, you got to keep lying, and that's what they're doing. They just keep lying. You know, it's amazing and fascinating how they change that lie up and try to hold on to that lie. And try to convince you to believe in that lie. You know, it's just like a gay person. Their biggest intent or effort is to try to make you accept them. That's their biggest effort. Try to make you accept them, and that's the way it is with a liar. A liar. they change and come to you in a different way, but in a way that they hope that after you hear this next lie I'm finna tell you, then I hope you satisfy. I hope you accept me, you know. But the truth is clear, Allah says. It stands out clear from falsehood. He said, when you hear it, you will know that it's the truth. You see? And one thing that the truth would do, it would run down a lie. It'll put a lie in check. You know? After you learn how to use truth, and you tell one truth, and then you tell another truth, you know, a lie can't stand or stay in the company of the truth. A lie is uncomfortable in the company of the truth. You know. And it's just like in the Quran, the disbeliever asked the other disbeliever, did you see me? Did you see me? Do you think they see me? So that's their life. They live a life of ducking and dodging and deception and unbelief. You know, the London one, the one that rejected faith, they are the most conniving one, the one that done rejected faith, that had faith, you know, and turn around and try to join the other liars, you know, they are the worst one. The worst one. Because many of them know, and they know that they are lying. They know that it's not true, but they want to hold on to it and be out front, you know. This is the same thing. You have the same problem with Muslims. Same problem. You know, they want to hold on to that lie because the truth takes in everybody. But the lie they found out can hold them up and make them shine, you know. It's just like a star, a falling star. You know, it starts falling, and it gets brighter and brighter, and then the light starts going out. You know, that's the way that lie is. That's the way that lie is. It sometimes makes you bright. It makes people want to look at you and want to be like you, and they love you, you know, and all of a sudden they dislike you. All you ask them a question, now they hate you. You see. So this is the way that. The lie, I mean, the untruthful one live their life, you know. I like to read something from the Holy Quran. Praises be to Allah. God, let me get back to my favorite spot. This is one of the some of the ayats that You know, I talked to my son, Tyreek. I recall, and I asked because he was one that was, you know, studying the Quran and memorizing the Quran and things like that, and got a chance to really, really feel the whole Quran. You know, because he was with a group that Imam Wali Muhammad sent down Syria, you know, in order to study the message and learn the language and be able to explain some of the truth of the Quran. So I asked him, I said, when you're depressed and you're running through hardship and difficulty, what are some of the things that you can read in the Quran that will relax you a little bit and take some of this pressure off of you and get you closer to God? And so he told me to read Surah 56, starting at Ayat 1. And that's Al-Qadiyah, the inedible, or the inedible event, you know. And he told me to read that. And at night, I used to, you know, wash up and everything, clean up. And get into the inedible event, you know. And I just like to read just a little bit of that, so you can expand and see some of the things that Allah is saying, and try to figure out the reason. What is the reason that He sent me to these surahs and ayat that's in the Quran? A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajeem. With Allah's name, most gracious, the most merciful. Al-Waqiyah, the inedible. With the name of Allah, most gracious, the most merciful. When the event inedible cometh to pass, then will no soul entertain falsehood concerned its coming. Men will it bring low, men will it exalt. When the earth shall be shaken to its depth, and the mountain shall be crumbled to atoms, becoming dust scattered abroad, and ye shall be sorted out into three classes. Then there will be the companion of the right hand. What will be the companion of the right hand? And the companion of the left hand. What will be the companion of the left hand? And those foremost in faith will be foremost in the hereafter. These will be those nearest to Allah in Garden of Bliss. The number of people from those of old, and the few from those of later time. They would be on throne encrusted with gold and precious stone, reclining on them, facing each other. Round about them will serve you a perpetual freshness. With goblet shining beakers and cups filled out of clear flowing fountain. Excuse me. No after ache will they receive therefrom, nor will they suffer intoxication. And with fruits, in it that they may select. Now, when I read this, if you can listen to it and just imagine what you're hearing, the words that you're hearing. And the flesh of fowl, in it that they may desire. And there will be companion with beautiful bit and lustrous eyes, like unto pearls, well guarded. A reward for the deed of their past life. No frivolity with their hear therein, nor any taunt or ill. Only the saying, peace, peace. The companion of the right hand, what would be the companion of the right hand? They would be among lot trees without thorns, among top trees with flowers or fruits piled one above another, in shade long extended, by water flowing constantly, and fruit in abundance, whose season is not limited, not supply forbidden, and on thrones of dignity raised high. We have created their companion of special creation and made them virgin pure and undefiled. Beloved by nature, equal in age, for the companion of the right hand. A goodly number from those of old, and a goodly number from those of later time. I used to read that and just imagine, you know, that I'm there, right where the command is what it's talking about. And try to keep up with the understanding that it's given, you know, and listen. I'm going on down to section 241. The companion of the left hand. What would be the companion of the left hand? They would be in the midst of a fierce blast of fire, and in boiling water, and in the shades of black smoke. Nothing will there be to refresh, not to please, for that they were wont to be endured before that in wealth and in luxury, and persisted obstinately and wickedness supreme. They used to say, what, when we die and become dust and bone, shall we then indeed be raised up again? We and our fathers of old say, yea, those of old and those of later time. All will certainly be gathered together for the meeting appointed for a day well known. Then will ye truly, O ye that go wrong, and treat truth as falsehood, you will surely taste of the tree of Zakkum. Then will you fill your inside therewith, and bring boiling water on top of it. Indeed, ye shall drink like diseased camels, raging with thirst. Such will be their entertainment on the day of requital. It is we who have created you. Why do ye not testify to this truth? Do ye then see the human seed that ye throw out? Is it ye who created it, or are we the creator? We have decreed death to be your common lot, and we are not to be frustrated from changing your form and creating you again in form that ye know not. And ye certainly know already the first form of creation. Why then do ye not celebrate his praises? See ye the seed that ye sow in the ground? Is it ye that caused it to grow, or are we the cause? Was it our will, we could crumble it to drop hot, and ye would be left in wonderment, saying, we are indeed left with debt for nothing. Indeed are we set out for the fruit of our labor. See ye the water which ye drink? Do you bring it down in rain from the cloud, or do we? Was it our will we could make it salt and unpalatable? Then why do ye not give thanks? See ye the fire which ye kindle? Is it ye who grows the tree, which feeds the fire, or do we grow it? We have made it a memorial of our handiwork, and an article of comfort and convenient for the denizens of desert. Then celebrate with praises the name of thy Lord, the Supreme. Furthermore, I call the witness the setting of the stars, and that is indeed a mighty adjuration if ye but knew that this is indeed a Quran most honorable, in a book well guarded, which none shall touch but those who are clean. A revelation from the Lord of the world. Is it such a message that ye will hold in light esteem? And have ye made it your livelihood that ye should declare it false? Then why do ye not intervene when the soul of the dying man reaches the throat? And ye the while sit looking on. But we are nearer to him than ye, and yet see not. Then why do ye not, if ye are exempt from future account, call back the soul, if ye are true in your claim of independence? Thus then, if he be of those nearest to Allah, the day is for him rest and satisfaction and the garden of delight. And if he be of the companions of the right hand, for him is a salutation, peace be unto thee, from the companion of the right hand. And if he be of those who treat truth as falsehood, who go wrong, for him is an entertainment from boiling water and burning in hellfire. Verily, this is the very truth and certainty. So celebrate with praises the name of the Lord, the Supreme. Sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Surely Allah speaks the mighty truth. So that is what I'm passing on to the listeners. You know, if you're depressed, are you going through something? You want to communicate with Allah, you know, one of the things you got to be, when you read this, you know, you got to wash up and say a prayer, and you got to be sincere when you read this. And I guarantee you, you know, that if you're sincere, And you believe in what you read, alhamdulillah, you're gonna get a feeling from your heart, a real feeling. So we thank you. We pray that Allah bless all of us and bless us with forgiveness. And one of the things that we should all strive to do is do jihad. And they say that jihad is the inner struggle on self. You know, strive to get your own self together. Get your own self closer with Allah. You understand? And then when you say things, you know that just by the people, how they respond. You know, you can just about tell where you're at, you see. So, alhamdulillah, we came to you in peace. We're going to leave you in peace. Wa assalamu alaikum.
Well,
alhamdulillah.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. Anybody got any questions? For Suja, what you said? Anybody got any questions? Yeah, so we here tonight, we on the case. The case is bringing the human family back together. That's the case. That's the case we're trying to make. It's not together because of lies they've been told. The biggest lie they've ever been told in the history of man, that God, the creator of the creation, needed something. He picked a son out of one ethnic group. And then God is a man. Mother is God. And all this foolishness comes from the biggest liar. And what was Satan? Satan is a liar. And his job is to divide and to conquer. He divided the Caucasian, African American, all the other ethnic groups against each other on these lies. Got African American hating their hair like they picked it. Like they chose it. Like they ordered it. Hating their eyes like they picked it or chose it. Allah said he gave all of us some of his, gave all of something of himself. And your eyes is from God, from Allah. Your hair is from Allah. But if I lie, you get a lie, which is a terrible thing. A lie will cause you to lose your job. A lie will cause you to lose your family. A lie will cause you to lose your freedom. A lie will cause you to lose your life. And that's the kind of lies they have given us. These kind of satanic lies. And then use themselves as an angel of light, calling people terrorists who are not terrorists, calling people evil who are not evil, putting labels on people that they are themselves, the label that fit them themselves, and they take it off of you and put it on, take it off themselves and put it on good people. And that's how Satan operates. Divide and conquer. Tell you you're free. Then give you everything you, and charge you for everything you need to be free. And those things he tell you you free of, those things are the most suicidal things that you can imagine, that you've grown. So get you a cigarette. You've grown. Drink you some alcohol. Don't worry about your liver. Don't worry about your kidneys. That drink you alcohol. You your own man. You your own woman. Live your life to the fullest. This is what Satan tells you. Lean you away from your creator at the same time. Gratitude going against the book that God has given us to keep the light going in the right direction. Lean you away with all this manipulation. They call it advertisement. Manipulation. You wouldn't have all these people with tattoos all over their body if they were manipulated by somebody else. And they would be put to sleep with a lie that they own. You, they their own man. You do what you want to. You call it shot. You get all that in you, and then you be going against your good health, going against your nature. You go get your mama with them kind of lies. I'm my own man. Nobody tell me what to do. But they better not go to the prison. They better not go to no jail that I know of. The only people do whatever they want to do is a fool. You either do right or you do wrong. And you come to a certain age to do it right. I was 13, 14. Then you come into your life, you come into a life that you're supposed to be adding discipline to your life. And then when you can't do it out here in the world, you go join the army or the Navy or join a good church or join a good master. Go join something that will keep your life in some kind of order. If you fail to do that, then Satan is out there to get you. He still is in the garden in America. He ain't left the garden in America. He's still whispering and whispering in the ears and the hearts and of men and women to lead them astray. So we suggested for you to go to Scripture. Read the Bible. Read the Quran too, the final revelation. And you know a final revelation coming because Jesus said it himself. He said he had to go away in order for one to come lead us in all truth. Now, this is what he said. They would tell you that he said that. Then they'll turn around and act like he didn't say that. He was talking about himself. They would double lie. They would start double lying because they don't want you to have no life. They don't want you to love each other. They don't want us to care for each other because soon if we start caring for each other and the hate come out of us for each other, we're going to own our community. We're going to buy from each other. That's been the problem. Yeah, we've been buying things that we illegal from each other, drugs, alcohol, stolen this, stolen that. But we ain't been buying anything from each other that would amount to building a skyscraper or building a big community that we all lived in, and we had this community and everything's in there for our own protection. Even the playground would be there for mothers to walk their child out there to the playground. You hardly see any mothers getting their children off the bus in our neighborhood. And then when the children do get off the bus, they look like hoodlums. The girls look like they finna go prostitute. This is a shame. This is a shame we have let this happen in the name of Hollywood, a Hollywood suggestion. So we had to fix this. And the only way we can fix this, turn back to the one who have trusted us with this life that we have. And that's Almighty God, Allah, the creator of this creation. The one we're going to see in the end of this life and this body, the body that we have. There is life after death. Just like there's life after sleep. We're going to meet our creator. And willingly, unwilling, we're going back. And they said, well, every knee shall bow. Sometimes it's going to be too late for you to bow. So we say to you tonight, this Block Talk Radio Station is for us to see our seriousness of this world that we live in, that this image is like a monster hooping over us. This false image. It's like a monster hooving over us, and it keep us separated from each other and keep us divided, not spinning, not supporting each other. Because we're not broke. We might be broken from this world, and this world has broken us because we give our mind and our hearts and our soul to this world of entertainment and all the other foolishness because the other people do. They make evil seem fair, make it seem necessary that you have some indecency about you. That's why so many people got tattoos on their body. If you ask them a question about those tattoos on their body, they'll get mad at you because they know they don't make sense. God done gave you an excellent, beautiful, a magnificent body, and you want to take it and mess it up with tattoos just to keep up with the Joneses. That keep up with the no good people of this world. The tattoo used to be for nobody, but people went to jail. Or people got who were sellers, they went to got tattoos. Now the police can get tattooed. They wouldn't even hire you. They just hired a girl, an African-American girl who was on the, what she, what do you call that plane when you on, or work on a plane? What do you call them? Stewardess. Fired her because she had too many tattoos on her body. So this was eventually going to happen. you set yourself up for failure. And when you put all them tattoos on your body, you get that special, that great job. People gonna use that against you because you got a tattoo on your body. So they know what they're doing. They know how to set you up for failure. They've been experts at it for many, many, many years. So we, this Block Talk Radio station, come here tonight to clean up the mess that we have fell victim to. That they laugh at us. You seen that movie, The Living Dead? Who they making fun of us? They're making fun of us. The Living Dead. We live, but we dead to economic. We dead to owning our own. We dead to owning our own neighborhoods and communities. And they alive in these communities, raping havoc on these communities. Anytime you buy a house or rent a room, they got room for $200 a week. We ain't no shape to pay that kind of money for no room or for no a place to stay. We barely the McDonald's job we might get or Burger King job. It's not gonna pay us that much, and we've been messed up so long. We can't put our money together and sell made us stay in one house. We've been messed up to that point. So what we gonna do? We gonna see our people out on the street begging, and we gonna be satisfied with that? No, we the live people, the people that who are believers, have to come together and make decisions to help our people. No, I'm talking about all people. I ain't talking about just African American people. I'm saying whoever out there, Japanese. I see the Japanese female sleeping on bitches in our neighborhood. We can not keep turning a deaf ear, turning the cheek and walking the other way and see our people in bad shape. We have to be able to offer them something better than what they got. We owe it to them. God didn't wake us up to let the world drug us back to sleep on foolishness. God didn't wake us up, have us say 5 prayers a day just to come back and start living a foolish life. The most hated woman in the world is the decent woman. The woman who is not decent, they claim they don't hate her because they put her in any movie. They put her on any situation. They put her in church naked. But the decent woman, the woman that God described in Scripture, tells her and the man to put some clothes on. That kind of woman is hated all over the place. She dislikes, huh? Because they want to shame her out of having a decent life. Because you know what? Ain't no decent woman ain't going to be a decent child. Won't be hardly a decent man. That decent men do not like to be around decent women because they don't offer nothing. They want the best. And they don't want to be around no woman like that, huh? So Allah is with those who want to do right. Let's get it right. So if anybody else got any questions, anything they want, a question they want to ask to y'all, ask anybody a question. Anybody got anything they would like to share with us tonight, let's match one and come into the queue, and we'll cut your mic on. We want to hear from you. We are here tonight. We're here in the name of one creator. Proper name is Allah, that he lived and he never died. And we also here thanking Allah for all of the prophets and thank him for the seal of prophets. Thank him for letting us know there ain't no more prophet coming. Prophet Muhammad is it. All of the prophets brought their revelation and man done twisted most of them up. Prophet Muhammad brought the history, brought the light of all of the prophets and made it clear because Almighty God gave him that information to put into the Quran. And you think that's not from Allah? Allah says this, and all the trees would eat, I mean, pencil, and all the ocean would he can add another, you wouldn't be able to exalt this book. You wouldn't be able to exalt this book at all. You won't be able to sit down in a million years and come up with anything close to the Al-Quran. So this is how powerful that book is. Allah is telling them. And you hear that, you know that's power. And Allah said there's not a leaf that fall off a tree. If it don't get its permission, it don't fall. Everything has and get his permission from the creation, for the creator. All life and death come about because the creator allows it. Powerful. They're saying nothing escapes Allah's vision. He sees and knows everything. So let's work to get rid of this image. Let's work to have jobs. We want to see some of our children, or our people, millionaires, zillionaires, trillionaires. We spend money and make everybody else millionaires and trillionaires. Let them come spend money with us. The Chinese people, when they first got here and they were trying to fit in and get in, when you went to their store, the first thing they would do after you paid for whatever you bought from there, they would thank you and they'll buy their heads and all that. Now they'll come here and they'll pay for them houses. They got land. They got other business. They got a BMW. They got all the things they need. They don't even say thank you no more. Everybody looks like they get a joy out of walking over the same way. We just act like we are happy and satisfied just to walk over each other. Satan that really came into our lives and messed it up. And I'm talking about Satan, I'm talking about men and women who take on weak ideas, wrong thinking, and keep the lies rolling. That's the Satan I'm talking about. The one they tell you that his lifestyle is forbidden. His lifestyle is a wrong. Stay away from him. He looks like he for you, but his whole life is a wrong. He wants you to gamble. He wants you to look sexy. He wants you to cheat on everything you do. He don't want to see you honest at all. He don't want to see you stand up for anything of good. He wants you to sit down. So all praise are due to Allah. There's only one creator. There's only one Allah. And he lives and he never dies. We all see him on the other side. And whatever good we have done, he's going to speak volume for us. And what other things of evil that we took on and we applied that for our life, we hope that the good outweigh the bad. Prophet Muhammad, may God peace and blessing be upon him. He said he don't want no one to go to hell. No one to want to be working themselves to hell. That is an awful place to be. And there's nothing like we can explain it to you or the scripture give you a scale when it says that Allah gonna put you in the fire. Allah gonna put skin on your body and burn it off and then put mold on there and burn that out. That should scare you. That should make you don't want that. You should believe that Allah means what he said and you should work for the best life that God wants you to have. Praying 5 times a day, living a decent life, getting married, having taking care of the children, all of them, being nice to all children, being nice to all the senior citizens, be nice to everybody, even respect the homosexual, because if that's a fire, they're going in it, and we don't want them to go in the fire, so let's try to pull them back, and let's beg, give them a word to the right, and hope they will turn their life around. So all praises are due to one Allah, the creator of this creation. So anybody else got anything they would like to say at this time, please match one and come into the queue. We love you. This is love time. And love means and that's what we want to tell our Caucasian brothers. We love them. And what we said to them, it might sound like we are bringing up the old soul, but we had to explain to them that their people, the people that they love so much, so many of them was wrong the way they treated us. And there's no other way to tell them but to tell them the truth. And to tell them that there's no paradise or no good act or no good circumstance. And what they put us through, every time, unless Sujah told the one Caucasian man, every time you see one of them, you need to get on your knees and ask God to forgive you for what your ancestors did to ours. You need to, every time you see one of them, you need to get on your knees and ask God to forgive you for what they did, what y'all did to us. So all praise to Allah. You have to bring that up. You can't just sugarcoat that. Or tell them you love them without giving them the truth. Then they think what they did to you was okay and right and just, and you love it. No, I don't love what they did to me. And I tell them that and let them know what they did to me is should have been aborted. Should never happen. But since it happened, get on your knees and ask God to forgive you, because if there's a hell below, you sure gonna go. So all praise is due to Allah. So anybody else got anything they would like to continue to tribute to this talk? See, none of the co-workers in the shop. I know, young man, he called me earlier today. He had a problem with his car, and he mad about the people talk to him in any kind of way. He got upset and called him racist or whatever. So he kind of mad. I told him to cool out. So all praise is due to Allah. Anybody got anything you would like to say? Well, Sujah, I'm turning it back over to you. I know you're there. As-salamu alaykum. As-salamu alaykum.
Wa alaykum as-salam. Alhamdulillah.
Allah, brother. I remember I was just, told that, and I told the Caucasian the same thing. Every time he see one of us, he need to get on his knees and ask God to forgive
Allah,
him.
And you got Caucasians like that. They ask you. They tell you that they're sorry. I had Caucasians come tell us, I'm sorry. I know what we did. You know, they don't want to be associated with it. They don't want to be a part of that history. You know.
Right.
Yeah. And that's what Malcolm told this young girl. You know, she wanted to join up with him. He said, what you need to do is go and talk to your people.
Yeah.
Go and talk to your people and let them know the wrong that they've done. You know.
Yeah.
And said, that's a pill
that she had to take. It might be hard to go down, but it will help the people. We'll never become one. Agreeing with the thing they said, even if they said they done us wrong. We can't agree that was wrong. We had to tell them that wrong. We had to speak a word to the right. That's real love.
Absolutely.
And that's how you
absolutely.
Show. Okay.
Absolutely.
Well, you got it.
All right. And this young lady, she was a college student. He was at a college, you know. So I'm going to open up with Allah's name, most gracious, the most merciful, master of this day of judgment. Thee alone do we worship, and thine aid do we seek. We pray and ask thee, O Allah, to show us the straight way, the way of those whom thou hast bestowed thy grace and favor, not of those whom thy wrath is brought down, not those who go astray. I mean, you know, when you be teaching, Allah be flashing a whole lot of things to your mind, and you know that you can't be unjust, you can't be overbearing, and you got to be sincere that you want this message to get to the people that you're talking to, you know, and so you're gonna pick. You're gonna try to pick the right thing to bring, you know. You got the people, they stand up there looking at you like children. Like chicken waiting on you to throw a coin out. You know. And so you don't want to throw something out that's gonna run them away. You want them to come back and you want them to ask questions. That's one thing about a teacher, you know, a one that's trying to bring a message. They want you to ask them a question. They want you to ask them a question. You know, some people don't want you to ask them a question, but a person that is sincere and trying to pass them on to you, you know, they love questions. They love questions because that give them more energy. That's fire them up more. You know, you want someone to try to show you that you're wrong. You know. There's going to be mighty few of them going to try to show you that you're wrong. You know. And when you do that, you're going to be making things clear and clear. You know. They're going to make you teach what you're supposed to be teaching at. And some people ask some good questions. You got some of them ask you some, just like they was an angel. Like Allah sent them to you. You know, they ask you a question where you had to dig in and you had to bring it on. You had to come with it, you know. So the whole thing, brothers and sisters, I'm telling you, dealing with this Quran and dealing with the Bible and things, with the God word and things like that, the Ten Commandments and all that, you got to be sincere. And when you're sincere, your heart got to be right. And when you talk to them, you got to truly convey a feeling that this right here gonna save your soul. That I'm here, and I got something that gonna save your soul. That God blessed me with it. You know, and that's what those brothers was doing in the Quran. That they said that they was from the farthest end of the city, and they came and told the peoples, you know, to believe in what the person is, what the speaker from God is saying. And if he's saying something wrong, it's not gonna benefit him. It's gonna go against his own soul. And a person can feel when you is trying to bring a message that is for them. You're trying to bring a message for them. They can feel it. And the way that you know that they can feel it is by how they respond to you. How they respond, it'll make you more serious. You know, the way that they respond to you with the question that they ask, or the statements that they make. Because one of the main things when we out there, when we teaching, we don't want to dominate nothing. I ain't trying to dominate nothing. If you got something to say and it's the right thing, we'd be glad for you to say it. But don't come up there and try to tell somebody that Jesus is the Lord. You got to believe in Jesus, that he died for your sin. Jesus rose from the grave and all that foolishness. You know, that if you ask a question about it, you know, they don't have no answer. They try to get you to the point is that you don't need no answers. All you need is just to believe. We call that blind faith. That's blind faith. You gonna openly give a person blind faith? We don't need blind faith. Not today. Not in this modern age. Not in these times. We should be able to explain things. We should have knowledge during these times. In the year 2000, you got to be knowledgeable. You can't come out there with blind faith. You don't need to know. Just believe, and you're going to be saved. You know. So God blessed us with the Quran. God blessed us with the Quran. That's the reason the Prophet Muhammad, the peace and blessing be upon him, came with the Quran. You know, what the Quran said in this book is knowledge. Sure, without doubt. There is no, when you hear this here, when you bring it, it takes away all the doubt from you. The knowledge without doubt to those that fear God and believe in the unseen. When someone is oppressing you and got you down, you know you're something you got to give up. And you gonna yourself gonna understand and believe that there's a higher source, there's a higher being that you can believe in. There got to be a higher being. You know, all this here, all this creation that we're living in didn't create itself. There got to be a God. And we realize that we are not God. We are no God. And in the condition that we're in, how could we call ourselves God? Now what they're saying, the Nation Islam brothers, what they're saying is that I'm not the God. This is what they're saying now, the Nation Islam brothers. I am a God. I'm a God. But I am a God, but I'm not the God. That's what they're saying now. So they backing up a little bit, you know. They realize the truth. They realize somebody done told a lie. I can't hold that lie. I can't back up that lie. I can't represent that lie. I'm a God. I am a God, but I'm not the God. But do you believe in the God? Yes. We believe in the God. This way the Nation Islam people are talking. And I'm saying this here on television. And the Nation Islam brother had a debate with a guy named Gino Jennings. They had a debate. They tried to bring to the audience of the people that are listening that God was created. The Creator, God Almighty, was created out of triple God, darkness. He created himself out of triple darkness. But it so happened, a lot of gave this brother Gino a truth, and he know how to run you down with the truth. And he ran him down. He ran him down with the truth. So it's so far that the lie can be taken, and you had to get ready to meet the truth. And the truth is, there's only one creator. And that creator is absolute. He don't die. No image, no vision can capture him. You can't see him. The Bible even may say if you see him, you'll die. No vision can capture God. Moses asked God to show yourself to me. He said, by no means can you see me. He said, look at that mountain over there. And Allah showed him the power that he had. And that mountain did something and said that Moses swooned. That alone was too much for Moses. So when they tell you a lie that Jesus is the Son of God or that he's God and they got a picture of him, we should realize that that's a lie, that that is not true. And right today, they're not able to hold on to that lie, the Catholic, all of them. They're trying to put forth that God had a son. And God's son is a Caucasian. Had the image in their hand, around their neck. In the form of a picture. They got that image out there. So we on the case, brothers and sisters. We on the case. And what we say, we can say it again. We can stand up behind it. We can bear witness. Like I said, we got the whole creation to bear witness to the truth that we're bringing. And what they're bringing is nothing but a lie, and they can't back it up. So when Allah revealed the Quran to Prophet Muhammad, the peace and blessing be upon our Prophet Muhammad, I mean, it's a miracle. When we learn that Quran and able to stand up and represent and speak the truth to the lie, it's just like seeing a miracle. But you had to be, whoever teaches it, got to be able to bring something out of this book that addressed exactly the lie that they're trying to bring, is able to address it. And when you hear it and when you see it, you got to bear witness. I bear witness that this is the truth. Allah said that there is no crookedness in this book. You can't find no crookedness in it. And see, he said that he himself is going to protect this book, the Holy Quran. So, yeah, we're bold. We go out there bold. And openly tell the people that Jesus is not God, and that God don't have a son. That it's impossible. That God already owns everything. He don't need. He has no need. When you say that he had a son, then you saying that God got a need. He don't have no need. He said that if God wants a thing, all he says is be, and it come into existence. This is a big, bold lie, brothers and sisters. This is a big, bold lie, and we're going to stay on it until they bear witness that there is only one God. We're not going to back up. We're just getting started. We're going to study this some more and bring you more truth. Not just the truth we already brought you. There's more truth to back it up that this is a bold lie that God had a son. Study, and we're going to read this Quran. And we're going to be able to talk from this Quran. All of God's prophets was able to prove the reality of the creation and the creator. They were able to prove it. They had something to say. Abraham, talk to the people that believe in images and say, Abraham broke up the big image and when the people came out and was asking who broke up our image. They say, Abraham, to bring Abraham here to me. And they say, Abraham, did you break up? Did you do this to our image? And Abraham said, that's the big one. So ask him. They say, you know very well these images can't talk. Abraham said, then why are you giving to something that don't have no vowel? Why are you giving yourself or making that which has no power into God? He had something for him. They told Abraham, they was arguing with him. Because Abraham, I think it was Abraham. They asked, they was talking, it was Moses. This time of Moses. They were saying that Pharaoh was saying that he was God. And said that Moses said that my God could make the sun rise from the east. Could your God make it set in the west? And say they was confounded. He couldn't answer that. That's the kind of knowledge that Allah gives you. He gives you that kind of knowledge. It's flashed right before your eyes, and you're able to say it. You don't know you done said it. So when you're on a mission, that Allah asks you to go on, Allah is going to equip you. This reason is sometimes, you know, they try to have a person that claim that they're doing dawah, that they done did dawah, and you listen to what they say, but it don't satisfy. When you hear that a person that God is working with and the person truly believe in what they're doing, you can hear what they're saying. You can feel it. You definitely can feel it. So brothers and sisters, we thank Allah most of all for this opportunity. We pray that Allah bless all of us we bless. We pray that Allah bless those that are listening with an ear to hear, with eyes to see. We came to you in peace. We're going to leave in peace. Assalamu alaikum. We're going to turn it back over to you, Brother Akbar. It's about that time.
Yes. Assalamu alaikum. Amen. I mean, God, peace be unto you. Thank Allah again and much, because if it wasn't for Allah, we know it would be here. And we thank him for the final prophet, the seal of the prophet, that's Prophet Muhammad ibn Abdullah, who is the seal of the prophet, Alhamdulillah. So if anybody else wants to say anything before we close out here, Sister Lala, you want to say anything? Match one and come into the queue. Sister Lala. Thank you, Sister Lala. The first 478 and 78888. That's Lala number. But anyway, maybe someone was it. Maybe they're not Sister Lala. But anyway, we thank you for coming to join us tonight. We invite you to come back, bring a guest or two, family members or whatever, a friend, bring them back. We are here to discuss the problem, and this problem affects all of us. It has affected all of us, still affecting all of us. We are not here to keep racism going. We're here to get rid of it, because there's only one race. And that's the human race, and so all praise is due to Allah. Okay,
let's. Assalamu alaikum. There was just no God. There was the Prophet Muhammad, the seal of the prophet, said be upon him. I just want to do some, have a little bit of advertisement, if you don't mind. The program is sponsored by Sister Claire Muhammad. S is for science, T is for technology, E is for engineering, and M is for math. And to me, that not sums up Islam, but that's what Islam teaches. And also, I want to let you know, go to the website, www.SisterClaireMuhammadSTEMSchool. Push on the different planets you see, and the planet will open up and tell you something about itself. Okay? Also, we want to let you know that Brother Amin has a store inside a website as well, with Imam W.D. Muhammad's literature and CDs and DVDs and et cetera, different things. You can go into the website and see for yourself. Also, want to patronize and contribute sometimes. You know, it doesn't take not much, you know, but just contribute sometimes. Donations, they help. And it was in Miles Cares. They wonder why Miles Cares is not giving a lot of money, don't have a lot of money to give now like they used to. That's because nobody's giving. So what we have to think about also is making donations to Miles Cares. And Wallace, too, Brother Wallace, too, you know, is being very dedicated. Brother Ideal works with him, and they're working together, and they do a good job, and they have, you know, with the youth as well. So let's patronize them. And don't forget about the 5,100, the 50 100 people, $50 a month for the different schools, Sister Muhammad schools, those that are open, you know, and those that are trying to get back open. So please, you know, we don't want to have to let the Blog Talk Radio show go, because all of this is for the benefit of all of us and those who are listening. And we do want to propagate the religion of the Elder Islam because our Imam W.D. Muhammad is the one who wrote this message of concerns. And the Muslim Journal has been in there for years, you know, and there's books also about the message of concerns. And we're trying to propagate that And the only way we feel you could know is the best way to get a message across is through by word of mouth. So that's what we're doing. Pray you enjoyed what you heard tonight. I said, I'm Olegum and be safe.
Brother Suja, you want to close this out?
Yes, sir. A'udhu Blahi Mina Shaitan Rajim. With Allah's name, most gracious, the most merciful. Kul halawaluhu ahad Allahu sammet. Alam yulit walam yulad. Walam yakulhu kufuwan ahad. Assalamu alaikum.